because his attorney would call on to the court. And as his attorney, or just as these attorneys, setting evils to the court, and duties to the court. And there no more are connected than a district attorney would be. The court, or that them, he is on one, he is administrating the law.
It's certainly we are with the Tennessee Code. Thank you.
had no trial. And having no trial, they say that we're loath to reverse in a man's case in such an obvious and admitted guilt. We find it necessary to do so for the reasons indicated. It becomes unnecessary to consider other assignments of power. Now, of course, we do not say that this is a case where it's obvious that this is any admitted guilt, because this is definitely not admitted guilt. But the point is that it's strong enough to where, despite the fact that the court does not want to do it and would like to find a loophole around it, they couldn't do it because they had to follow the law. Of course, I think the law is fairly well cited in the Scott case, versus U.S., and that is U.S.A., where it's clear, of course, that a plea of guilty induced by a promise of lenient treatment is an involuntary plea, and it's void. And it cites several cases, including the Supreme Court case, or taken the Supreme Court. But, again, we say that though it was involuntary, it was improper. This is as far as we properly should go. The proof of this matter is, again, something that Judge Battle would have to decide. The factors that suggested voluntariness in this case, the government said, were highly persuasive. He said that they may find the same thing, but they still had to set it back. Now, of course, as far as affidavits and things like that, as being involuntary, there's no problem there. But this isn't quite introduced. If it were, they would be introduced. The only place at the present time that they can be introduced would unfortunately be the court of the deceased Judge Battle. Of course, I'm confident that if it were tried before, if we put on our proof, that it would be overwhelmingly enough there. But this, again, is not the point, exactly. Now, one thing, of course, I think should be specifically noted. Though Your Honor can hear this case and listen to the argument, Your Honor